Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. But also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is DFS simplified. Head over to PrizePicks.com and use the promo code SGP for a 100% deposit match up to $100. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io. That's SoBet.io. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on the head-to-head matchups. Download the app today or just head to betterfantasy.com/SGP. That's B-E-T-T-O-R fantasy.com/SGP. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and free podcasts. You are listening to Scommessa Italia on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. Also follow my BetMUFC Twitter account, which is at BetMUFC. That's at BetMUFC. That's where we're going to exclusively be covering the Chelsea versus Manchester United game this weekend. For all of my additional content, head over to my website, lockbetting.com. That's lockbetting.com. where I've taken my clients to, or on the verge of taking them to, 102 months in a row of transparent track profit. That means for over 8 years, I haven't had a single losing month in sports betting. To be part of the 103rd month, wait and sign up on December the 1st. If you sign up this weekend, you'll be billed for an entire month. My website diverts to a Patreon site. Patreon is great because it allows all of my clients to engage with each other in the comment section, which means that when my P&Ls come out, my profit and loss sheets are legit, which means my 102 months in a row is completely legit, unlike people on gambling Twitter. However, the drawback is there is a system where it bills you whenever you sign up, and again on the first of each month. So if you sign up now, you'll only get 4 days of content before you're billed again on December the 1st. So you may as well wait for December the 1st to be a part of that journey. Tons of sporting action happening in the month of December. Moving on with Scommessa Italia here. As I mentioned on the EPL show, I'm feeling very, very sick. So we're going to do a very short and concise show. I'm suffering with the flu. I'm sweating as we're doing this. I'm struggling to even speak because I'm nauseous as hell. So the quicker we get this done, the better it is for everyone. We begin here with Empoli versus Fiorentina, where Empoli are the 11-5 underdogs. It's 13-5 the draw, and it's 11-10 here on Fiorentina. Fiorentina are an old force in Serie A, but they are re-emerging as a force so far this season. They are the team that ended the unbeaten record of AC Milan, and they are here as the favourites to win away to Empoli, and I think that they will do that. Despite making a decent start to Serie A, Empoli now have won just one of their 7 home games, conceding 18 goals and failing to keep a clean sheet in that process. Fiorentina ended Milan's unbeaten start last weekend, and they've also pushed Inter, Juve, Napoli and Lazio close in matches, so they are very, very much improving. And in Vlahovic, they have a striker who's got 10 Serie A goals already this season. And he's getting them from out of nowhere, because expected goals numbers for him so far this season are 6.8. So he really will take a half chance and change the game. And I think he'll be the game changer here once again, taking Fiorentina to 3 vital points on the road here as the 11 to 10 favourite. Up next, we've got Sampdoria at home to Verona, where Sampdoria are a 2-1 home underdog here. It's 12-5 on the draw, and it's 11-8 on Verona. This kind of tells you how bad Sampdoria's season has been to be home underdog against this Verona side here. And I actually think that I would take Verona here to win this game again. They're unbeaten in their last 5 matches in Serie A and sit in the top half of the table, whereas Sampdoria have won 2 of their last 9 games, both against teams in the bottom 4 of Serie A. And they are just coming off a game where they conceded 55% possession and 18 shots to Salernitana, who are one of the worst attacking teams in Serie A. The hosts, however, have only failed to score twice at home this season against Napoli and Milan, so they may be able to find a net here in this game, but they can't defend, and that's why I like Verona here to pick up the points here in this one. Up next, we have the game of the week here as Juventus host Atalanta. Juve here are the 6-5 favourites to win the game. It's 5-2 on the draw, and it's 21-10 here on Atalanta. Juve have been very inconsistent throughout the season. When it looked like they were on a decent run and looked like they would move towards a normal position for them this season, they have a bad run of results. And that's kind of what's happened again. They were always expected to find it difficult against Chelsea, but a 4-0 win, I don't think anybody could foresee that. I think that Juve will bounce back and win this game because Atalanta aren't Chelsea, and they showed how easy they were to penetrate again in midweek against Young Boys. At the start of the season, they tried to be a more compact and conservative team. That didn't work for them because it stopped them from scoring as many goals as they used to, and they've gone back to their old style, which is how you see 3-3 draws against the likes against Young Boys. And I think what you may see again is the usual result between these two teams, which is Juve winning. Juve triumphed over Atalanta in the cup last season, beating them by 2-1. Juve have already played 6 of the top 7 in Serie A, and they've lost only once to those teams. They've got draws with Inter, AC Milan, and they've beat Lazio, Fiorentina and Roma. Atalanta come into this one with 1 day's less rest. They played the next day in Switzerland after Juve played in London against Chelsea the day before. They threw away 2 leads against Young Boys in that game, and they've thrown away a lead for a 3rd time in 4 games in that particular competition in the Champions League, which is why they're not qualified already. And Juve, I think, are still a Champions League calibre team, so I think we just take the better team here to win. So I'm going to take Juve on the money line. It is a risk, but I do like them to win this game here at 6-5. Up next, we look at the late kickoff on Saturday, where Venezia will host Inter Milan. And Inter Milan are priced up as the strong favourites here at 1-3. It's 17-4 on the draw, and it's 7-1 here on Venezia. Inter, you're looking at here as a parlay piece, unless you can find another way to bet it. I would potentially look at the handicap line here, but not the -1.5, just the -1, which pushes if they win by a single goal. Inter are unbeaten in 9 in the league and in Europe, and are averaging 2 goals per game on the road in Serie A. Inter's last 3 games, though, have seen them draw with AC Milan and pick up big wins against Napoli last week 3-2, and in Shakhtar in the Champions League, securing Champions League qualification. Venezia have scored 12 goals in 13 Serie A games and have attempted fewer shots than any other side in the league. I just don't think they're going to offer any danger here to Inter Milan, who come away with a routine 3 points here in this one. And I think they'll cover an Asian handicap line of -1 as well. Up next, we move across to the Saturday morning game, where Udinese are hosting Genoa. Udinese are the 3-4 favourites to win that game. It's 5-2 on the draw, and it's 7-2 here on Genoa. Udinese are the favourites, but they're another team who have been pretty inconsistent in Serie A. The main consistencies that a lot of these teams have in Serie A is that they're conceding and scoring goals. It's been a very high scoring season in Serie A so far. I do lean towards Udinese winning this game. And Genoa have not beaten Udinese in the last 10 meetings between the two, and they've lost 6 of them. Genoa are winless in the last 10 Serie A games, though Udinese have won 1 of the last 10 themselves, hence the inconsistency. I mean, that's not inconsistency, that's just a bad season. So you've got two bad teams here having two bad seasons. Udinese, however, have only lost twice at home this season, and that came against Napoli and, of course, Fiorentina, who we said earlier are having a very, very good season. But they've scored in all but one of the last 7 games, and I think it could be a game where the team that can take their chances will win. Udinese are also at home. That's why I'm more inclined to take him here to win this game. So, tentatively, I take Udinese on the money line here, based mainly on the fact that they haven't lost to this team in 10 and have won 6 of the last 10 against Genoa. Up next, we look at the 2 o'clock kickoffs here. We begin with AC Milan at home to Sassuolo. Sassuolo have already beaten Juve away from home this season, but they are not having a vintage good season for Sassuolo. Sassuolo have been very, very inconsistent. They're the type of team that can lose at home to a bottom half team and win away to Juve. And that has been the narrative of this season so far. They had a 9-2 underdogs to win against Milan, who are the 4-7 favourites. It's 10-3 here on the draw. I think this should be a routine home win by AC Milan, but you just don't know what you're getting with this Sassuolo team. I do think Sassuolo will compete in this game, and I do think they'll be able to find the net in this one. Milan remain unbeaten at home in Serie A. They've won 5 of their 6 games and averaging over 2 goals per game at the San Siro. Their only game they didn't win was against Inter Milan, so nothing bad about that. Sassuolo have scored 11 and conceded 12 in the 6 away games so far this season, and they're winless in the last 3 Serie A games, which have featured an average of 4 goals in each game. So at the start of the season, we were getting a quiet Sassuolo who had been involved in more cagey games. We saw this with both Sassuolo and Atalanta. Whilst there were overs and both teams to score cashing everywhere, Atalanta and Sassuolo were becoming money-losing teams because they weren't playing true to form. But Sassuolo are back to where they are if you look at the number of goals in their last few games. And I think Milan will be able to win a shootout here. You can take Milan to win this game, and I can tack on over 2.5 goals here, which gives you plus money narrowly for this selection here at 11-10. Up next, we look at Spezia versus Bologna, where Spezia are the 2-1 underdogs. It's 12-5 on the draw, and it's 6-5 here on Bologna. Not overly keen here on taking Bologna as an away favourite. I would rather go for the goals here in this game. We haven't taken many overs, and overs have been cashing in Italy, so we'll take an over 2.5 goals in this game. Spezia have Serie A's worst defensive record in their 13 games so far this season. They've managed to concede 31 goals. Bologna have conceded 15 goals in just 6 Serie A away games so far. And Bologna's only away win came at struggling Sampdoria, while Spezia have only picked up results against teams in the bottom half this season. So it's difficult to really pick a winner here in this one. Don't think Bologna are a worthy favourite here at 6-5 plus 120. So we're going to go for the over 2.5 goals in this game, which is available at 4-5 minus 125. 2 games to go here, and one is the 5 o'clock kickoff on Sunday between Roma and Torino, where Jose Mourinho's Roma are the 7-10 favourites to win this game. It's 11-4 on the draw, and it's 18-5 here on Torino. Roma got a rare away win last week, so they're going to be wanting to look up to build on that. They also won in the Europa Conference League in midweek, so it's looking like they are going to go through. I like them to win this game here and get these 3 points against Torino. I think that'll be a good victory for them if they can get it on Sunday. Roma have won 4 of their 6 games at the Stadio Olimpico in Serie A this season, and they've conceded just 4 goals in the process. So whereas Mourinho's team have been involved in games with a lot of goals this season, they've been away from home. At home, they've been very, very consistent. This Torino team have been inconsistent on the road, where they've won 1 of 6, scoring just 3 times away from home, and they haven't scored in any of their last 3 away games. Torino have only conceded 13 goals all season and have the 2nd best defensive record in the league. Roma have conceded 15 to sit joint 3rd by the same measure. So I think this will be a cagey game, and I think I like Roma to take it. They're at home, they've got Jose Mourinho, they've got better quality players, and I think there's value on them to get the 3 points here on the money line in this one at the price of 7-10. The final game here from the slate features Napoli at home to Lazio. This is a big game here where Napoli are the 10-11 favourites to win it. It's 13-5 on the draw, and it's 3-1 here on Lazio. I think we're getting a pretty solid price on Napoli. Napoli played on Tuesday in the Europa League, and they got themselves a terrible result against Spartak Moscow. They now have a must-win game against Leicester City if they are to stay in the Europa League. That's been in complete contrast to how they've been in Serie A. They did suffer their first loss of the season last week. That was in a shootout against Inter Milan. That was a losing lock here on this show. One of the rare losing locks that we've had in Scamessa Italia so far this season. I did not see that game playing out that way. My colleagues did also take Inter to win the game because I thought Inter would hand Napoli the first loss of the season. But I thought it would be in a cagey game given the under had cashed in the last five between those two. It wasn't that type of game at all. I think if we see a similar kind of game here in this one between Napoli and Lazio, I think Napoli will end up coming away with the points. Lazio are poor travellers in Serie A, particularly against the top sides. And Napoli have averaged 2 goals per game in Serie A. And only Roma have kept a clean sheet against them in the last 18 across all competitions so far this season. That's a testament to Jose Mourinho, because as much as they look like a shootout team at the start of the season, he is proving that he can fix defences anywhere. And I didn't think that he would be able to do that at Roma. It really didn't look like a defence that was going to keep clean sheets. Lazio's away win in Serie A came at Empoli on the opening day. They've since shipped 9 goals in their last 3 away games here. So as I said, they do not travel well. Napoli, though, are without Victor Osimhen here, who suffered a facial injury recently. So that is probably the reason why you're getting this line, because otherwise Napoli wouldn't be the 10 to 11 minus 110 favourites here against Lazio. They would be far closer to 4-6 minus 150. So that significant line movement for one player. And I think that's justified that they've lost their leading marksman. And at the same time, Lazio are actually getting back the top scorer in all of Italy here. Ciro Immobile returned in midweek. He's got 10 goals in 11 games. So that makes it a very, very different game, which is why you're getting this kind of line. As I said, you wouldn't be seeing it here. It's just a case of whether you think Napoli can cope without Osimhen and whether Ciro Immobile here can be a factor here in this game. Obviously, looking at the data, you can see that Napoli haven't travelled well so far this season and they have lost to worse teams than Napoli. So I think Napoli find a way to get it done and I take them here on the money line. But obviously, without Osimhen there, this one takes it away from being a big bet for me and takes it out of lock contention. So my pick for this game will be Napoli on the money line here in this one. Closing out with what is actually your lock here on this show. Before I give you your lock, let me let you know that there are midweek games in Serie A. So whereas the Premier League play through the whole winter, what Serie A look like they're doing is they look like they're getting a couple of games ahead. And that's why they're playing midweek games. The EPL are doing that as well. But Serie A are already a game ahead of the EPL. You can see that the match day number for Serie A is ahead of the EPL. And they are getting another round of games in midweek. So we'll be doing a midweek EPL show and a midweek Serie A show. Midweek edition of Scamessa Italia as well. So have a look out for that. So moving on with your lock here on this show, I'm going to take Jose Mourinho's Roma to win their third game of the week. They came through a sticky patch and ended up winning away to Genoa last weekend. That was Andrei Shevchenko's first game in charge as the Genoa manager. In midweek, they got a comfortable victory in the Europa Conference League, and I like them coming home here to win again. They have benefited from staying at home and have had plenty of time to rest here with this kickoff on Sunday. Torino do not travel well, whereas Roma are decent at home. They've won 4 of their 6 home games in Serie A this season, drawing 1 and losing 1 to AC Milan. They've conceded just 4 goals in the process, and this Torino team have won just 1 of their 6 away games, and they've scored just 3 times and haven't scored in their last 3 away games here. So this Roma team are keeping clean sheets at the moment. They've got back-to-back, and it wouldn't surprise me if they get a third, but we don't need them to get a third here. We just need them to find a way to win this game. I think it'll be a tight game, but ultimately, I do think Mourinho's men will come away with a point. So Roma on the money line is your lock here at 7-10. That's it for me in this edition of Scamessa Italia. Good luck with all your bets as always, and thanks for listening.